Magdad during an interview with Hussein Sonde of 18 Conway Road, Leicester, on the 10th of September 1994. Can you tell me a bit about your first impressions of Highfields when you arrived here?
It's quite a change for me. It was quite a change for me, and I felt where I came, you know, because I lived in Africa, and the life there was quite different, and the life here is quite different. But I had to get used to it, because this was going to be our home. So I felt the houses were too congested, like, and but we had to get used to it, and gradually we get into the life of here.
Can you tell me what sort of house you lived in?
It was a terraced house. When I came here, it was a terraced house. I came to my mother-in-law's house.
In which street was
it? It was in Dronfield Street. And our neighbors were good then. See, we had a white lady, Miss Wood. She's still there. And as people started coming in, a lot of Asians moved in, Sikhs and Hindus families, all well living together as a community. We never used to have any trouble with neighbors or anybody. But now the things are so different there. It's very scary to move at night. You can't walk alone. It's so scary that you feel. You see, now people, there are a lot of cars there. There was a time when the whole street was empty, no cars on the street. But now it's very, even the parking is very difficult. If you go in to visit somebody, you can't get a parking there. And I had to move out from there. So, because especially for our children's sake, the education for our children, if I get a good school, found the school in the catchment area was wasn't improving for our children.
In way, what way?
In reading or writing, you see. We felt that our children were not catered for. That's education.
There were no bilingual assistants?
We don't need bilingual assistants if you can speak good English.
Mm-hmm.
Now me and my wife and me speak English in the house.
Mm.
So the only problem we had with our elderly people for the communication, they couldn't speak English. But we being bilingual, we can speak mother tongue, we can speak Urdu, Gujarati, especially those people from East Africa. They speak, because as they were living together, Sikhs, Gujarati people, Asians, live together, they speak different languages. So we could communicate. The same way with elderly people here, we can communicate in our own Urdu language or the mother tongue or in Gujarati. So we didn't have problem that way. But in school, I felt the teachers, especially, you all were white. And I thought that they weren't caring for our children. So we had to move out from there.
What was the weather like when you came?
Oh, the weather. We were not used to this weather at all. You see, it was very, very cold in the winter months. I had experienced the snow up to knee-deep snow. And I used to walk in snow to go to work early in the morning. I remember that. I used to work shift work in Dunlop then. So 6 o'clock in the morning you have to be able to work. You know? Didn't have the car at that time. So, yeah, it was a good experience.
So what was your work? What did you do there?
I was a central lathe operator, machinist. That's what turner they call in English. But the job there was too strenuous, I should say. You had to work to reach the target to make your wages.
What were the wages in those times?
Well, when I started, I even can't remember, what was it? 28-30 pounds a week.
And what year was that?
1975. Then it went to up to 42 pounds, I remember that. So,
yeah.
To earn that money, I should say you had to work like a donkey. It's very, very difficult. But still, by earning that much, we still were happy. We could save a few pounds, can enjoy ourselves, have nice food. Now we Muslims can only do that, have nice food and family gathering. Because we don't drink, right? We don't go out at night and go to parties or discos or anything. Our family is our enjoyment, you know, to sit together, have nice food. Or we used to go to see pictures of them. There were some theaters as well in the Highfield area.
And was they showing Asian films at that time?
Yes, they were showing Asian films at that time in the Abington Cinema on East Park Road, and the Anand Cinema used to be there on Greenland Road. Then if you feel like going out somewhere, we used to go into city center as well. There used to be a Sangam Cinema by the flyover. There used to be a cinema there.
Right.
What is this? It's Chinese Art Culture Center now, I think.
That's right.
So, or you used to go, there was a marketplace, there was to be a theater there as well. Mm. You show Indian films, sometimes you had a midnight show used to be there.
Mm-hmm.
Or what this Hindus celebrate as a Jagran night. They used to stay awake all night, so they used to keep a show till 6 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
So they used to show two films at a time.
Right.
So, Sukai used, it was a good time and good place to live in Haifa's that time.
Did you go to any sports events or anything?
Sports, yes. We established a club in the Highfield Community Center. I don't know, I think if you see the records, past records there, you can find our name with the Yusuf Subeda. He was our organizer. See? And we used to play volleyball in the sports hall.
Mm-hmm.
Table tennis, we used to play table tennis in the upper room, or used to have snooker table there. And then we established there as a Kokni youth club.
Was this men only?
The boys, yes, youngsters. Yeah. Then I remember we had a play once there, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
In the Eid time. At the Eid time, our community gathered in the Highfield Center and we seen the Saudi Arabian Embassy Center's a film about Hajj. So, Hisam Bhai, Mukaddam, he was there. We arranged to show the film about Hajj in the Highfield Community Center. So, we used to gather there and
well,
hired the hall. Or
that was the beginning of doing all this Eid function, something like that.
That was the beginning. We gathered our community there on the Eid day. Or
just families.
The families. All community, Kokni community used to gather there, have food, you know, cook nice food and sit together, socialize. So the only place which could, for ours, you see our community at that time was very small. So the Highfield Community Center was quite adequate for us at that time. And we used to hire the main hall for our functions.
Okay.
And now our community has grown up so much. A lot of families come in. Even the Highfield, twice the size of Highfield won't be enough.
So did you face any problems when you first arrived here in any way?
Not me particularly, no.
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 Nothing with the authority or the law?
Because you see, When I came here, you see, it was already there because I came to my mother-in-law's house, you see.
Right.
So, me personally, I couldn't find any such difficulties, see. After a month or two, I got the job. I came in December 1974. And in 75 February, I got the job in, I worked there about 3.5 years.
And after that?
And then after that, I joined Thorn Lighting, and I'm still there.
Still there. Okay. So it was fairly easy to go shopping and...
Oh yes, very easy, no problem at all. See, the amenities were quite near. Mm-hmm. You see, used to be the central supermarket on Eggington Street, used to be there. Then the fishmongers next to them, Eggington Street. Now they have moved to the Mayor Road Junction. Used to buy fish from them.
Right.
See. In fact, now even he sells the Indian fish, Indian Ocean fish, you know, the kingfish. And at that time, we never used to get kingfish here.
Mm-hmm.
See, you can get the Bombay duck. You see, Bombla, you know.
Bombla, yes.
quite a change. It's been quite a change there.
Yeah. So, what are the prices? What were the prices in those times? Can you remember the price of tea, sugar? Butter.
Oh, tea, butter. I can't remember the prices, but they're quite
tea
cheap.
Was
you know,
three
quite.
Pence for quarter
pounder.
Mm-hmm. So, you see, we could survive in what we were earning at that time,
mm-hmm.
and still save a few pence for rainy days.
What about the housing conditions?
Well, the housing conditions were not that good. Some houses didn't even have the bathrooms, I would tell that. See? The toilets were outside. Now it's very difficult for older people to go out in the winter, you know, when ankle-deep snow or knee-deep snow is outside fallen. So it was difficult. It had some difficult times as well, especially for older people.
Mm-hmm.
See? The house which I was living in, it was quite modernized.
Mm-hmm.
See? The toilet, although the toilet was outside, but we had a bathroom in upstairs.
Mm-hmm. So.
But some houses you don't even have, like Hisham's house on Chestwood Street.
Yeah.
You see? I remember it didn't have even a bathroom.
So where did those people used to go for a bath?
Well, as we had a family, so they used to go to their nearest family, so we wouldn't mind about it. Then
but some used to go to public bath.
So there used to be...
My uncle just passed, he passed away 10 years ago. He used to live in Hazelwood Road. Is it Hazelwood? This one here?
Yeah.
You won't be able to hear
him.
You won't be able to hear him.
Hazelwood, yeah. He used to live in St. Saviour's, St. Saviour's Road.
Before that, he used to live in...
Hazelwood Road. That their house didn't have a bathroom. So they used to go to public baths on Spence Street. So near Bridge Road.
Mm.
So I used to go there as well. You know, after especially I had a friend, Mr. Patel, who used to live on Eggington Street, and may God rest his soul in peace. On Friday evenings, we used to finish job early. So, you know, with oily, we used to do the oil work, you know, machining. So, we used to go to the Spence Street bath.
Mm-hmm.
So, you had a nice sauna and all that, you know. Well, those were the days, I can remember, you know. After a hard week's work, it was quite relaxing.
Mm-hmm. You deserved it.
Yes, I deserved it. Yeah. So.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell me a bit about festivals or weddings?
Festivals were... The very first festival we had was about Eid Mela.
Can you remember the year?
It was... No, I can't. I think Issa Mukaddam can highlight that.
I think it was 76, before we had China.
76?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. It wasn't 76. Even later than that, probably.
First one we had.
In fact, Mr. Subedar also was there. Farooq, he is the one who organized it at that time. Farooq Subedar. These were quite, see, that these people cared for the community. And the festival was about this Mela festival, where had these rides for children and different stalls with foods and leisure pastimes. It's quite enjoyable.
Did you find you faced a lot of opposition when you organized that?
I wasn't in the organization team, but I heard a lot of
objections
by the mullahs. On the religious point of view, so we didn't bother about it. I don't bother about it. Open, broad-minded. As long as we are within the Islamic guideline, I don't think so. You see, if I treat you as my sister, I don't think so anything is wrong in there, is there? But some people have different opinions, different views of how they interpret their points of view.
But was this mostly welcomed by the community, the Mela?
No, I don't think it was. Especially with the old ideas, these Maulvis, and they didn't welcome it. No, I don't think so, they did.
But yet it carried on.
It carried on. So.
Okay. What about funerals in those times?
Funerals, we had very much difficulties in that. See? Because I particularly taken part in helping bereaved families. Now, for one instance, when was the Phupa died?
78, 79.
This Mr. Ibrahim Parkha, he used to live on Fairfield Street. So one Saturday, he came from work, and at 3 o'clock, no? Afternoon?
Yeah, afternoon, he had a heart attack.
He had a heart attack and gone suddenly. So we had and unfortunately that day was the Easter weekend. So we had very much difficulty for getting him buried as soon as possible. As in Islam, you are not supposed to keep the body for a long time. So we had to run around a lot. We had to go and see Dr. Saeed. See, he was also a community organizer here. And we had to go and, you see, we couldn't find any coroner to sign the death certificate. So that was the main difficulty. We had to look for a place for washing body at that time. See? We couldn't get space. Although the Sutherland Street Mosque was there, Berners Street Mosque was there. You see, as there were new establishments, they couldn't
cater
for these things. But now they can. In fact, they have got cold rooms as well now, you see. So, and at that time, in those days, we had to keep the body in the mortuary. And so it was quite difficult. I remember I had once taken assistance of Mr. A.C. James, the funeral director on Biddulph Street, I think. So he provided us a room for one of the gentlemen who died, Mr. Age, no?
Mm.
See? We had a lot of difficulties then. We didn't have the proper space for washing our bodies for dead people, for giving them ghusl. So that was the times as well. But now they have got like Ashfordby Street Mosque. I think they have got a cold room there now. Berners Street has got a cold room as well. And the burials takes place as soon as possible, it can be arranged. See, we had to run around a lot, see the coroner, go to the death registrar's office, then we have to go to the council again for the grave. See, it's a lot of difficulties then.
So it wasn't straightforward at
all. It wasn't a straightforward job.
But now it's much easier.
You see, now you see there are organizations in the community where you just say, well, we hand the job to some person. He deals with everything. He gets the death certificate, he gets the burial permission, he gets the hearse. I mean, he used to get the... He says, we got a van, we can take the body to the cemetery and all that. And then in those days when her uncle died, see, we had to look around for... And it cost a lot at that time. Mm-hmm. Now 500, 600 pounds for burial, because we didn't have this, our own community organization, to cater for. Mm. And so we had to rely on the funeral directors who were already here, like Mr. A.C. James and company. See, or the cooperative funeral. Some people used to take their help as well. And they were very willing to help us, although it cost us a lot.
Okay. Can you tell me about anything about the war? Can you remember anything?
About the war? The Second World War?
Yeah.
No, I'm afraid I can't
Nothing
help you.
Then, so. Okay. What about the riots that took place? Any...
The riots...
What you heard?
We used to heard on the radio and the television, you see, so we used to keep out of it, you see. I don't like violence. And these riots took place in 1979, isn't it? 1979, when Margaret Thatcher came into power.
Hmm.
And
well, it wasn't in the area which we live. It was a bit further up.
See, it's on the Guthlaxton Street area.
But you must have heard about it. You must have felt a bit frightened.
I remember I had to... They broke one shop on Cork Street, that grocery shop, you know, Cork Street.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah. We had to go and board up the windows.
I had to go and board up the windows. That's the only thing I can remember, but as far as we were concerned, as if our family, we used to keep out of it. I never used to come out of the houses, see.
What about the local authority? Were they quick to respond when there was any problem?
They were responding, but not as quick as it should be, like especially police. Now, my mother-in-law had a burglar in her house, and the police were there after, 2 hours?
Were they quite helpful?
Well, they were doing their duty. They say, just take the statement, details of what's been stolen and all that, and then say, well, we'll send the police, the fingerprint expert, and get the fingerprints and see if you can find out anything.
What about the DSS, DHSS? Did you have any support when you came over, like when you weren't working? Did you claim unemployment?
No. I didn't have the opportunity to go to there, because when I came it was about 1 and 2 months I was just employed. I did go and for the signing, what they say nowadays, you know, every week. But I never used to get any money from there.
Is that because your wife was working?
Yeah.
Yeah, because of my wife was working, and that's what it said. Didn't pay any national insurance, as soon as I got a job, I stopped going there. And since then, by the grace of Allah, I have not been unemployed. And wish I don't.
Is there any particular event that you can remember that took place in Highfields? You can tell me about anything that springs to mind.
No.
Any processions? Any...
Processions? No. So what was it about? Okay. Any processions or marches?
Marches, Salman Rushdie.
No, not here, just over there.
There was one procession.
There was one on St. Peter's Road that took place from the Sutherland Mosque.
Yeah, against Salman Rushdie. Well, I didn't take part in that.
We are not interested in this type of political.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
different views about these things, you know. I think I would rather keep it out of there.
Okay. So is there anything you can remember? Any occasion or
not
any
really.
Celebration that you look upon with fond memories of it?
Not really much, but only weddings and weddings in our community, that's it.
Yeah.
A lot of people gather together and that's it. What else can you... Can't special remember anything special, can you?
No, can't.
Did you used to have a television in those days?
Yes, black and white.
Black and white.
But... we had a black color television that time, no? ITT. No?
Yeah. I think we bought the TV in 74.
Yes.
Yeah.
From Curry's, no?
Yeah. We bought first color TV.
And how much was that?
It was about how much?
500, no?
No. Around 400.
400 pounds,
yeah.
So did a lot of your neighbors used to come and watch your telly?
No, not
everybody
really,
had
everybody
one.
I remember when the videos came out.
Yeah,
you see?
That was
quite, you know, when the first time they started getting the Indian cassettes, and we used to sit about 3 or 4 families.
We used to hire
a video, and they used to charge about £10 for 24 hours.
Yeah.
You see? So... We used to hire a video and then just sit in one room watching Indian film. Started closing down. Then used to hire get 3 films and then you see them continuously whole night, Saturday night, you know,
yeah.
Till morning.
Yeah.
Used to see 3-4 films because £10, you know, is
a lot of money.
It's a lot of money then. You know. Used to hire for 24 hours. Well, those were the days.
Today everybody has got videos.
Yeah, that's right. So one final question. How does Highfields compare today with what your first impressions, what your experience was when you...
Well, it's congested now, as with cars. There's a lot of cars. Sometimes it's so difficult you can't get a parking. If you visit, you know, old friends in the Highfields, even if you go to the video shop on the High Dronfield Street, you can't get parking there. And it's very scary to walk at night, unless you are with somebody. You can't walk alone at night. And the other thing is, which I personally don't like at all, is those girls standing on the corners of Melbourne, sometimes you see them.
Mm-hmm.
That didn't used to be there.
Mm.
See?
It's very distressing.
Very distressing, and I don't know, the police is not doing anything, or the community is not doing anything about it.
Mm.
Which is...
When you first lived in Haggisville, did you have access to any Asian newspapers at all?
There used to be paper, we used to get them from the library, I think. The Jung used to be there.
Daily Jung,
Used to be there in Urdu. And the Gujarat Samachar, I don't know. It's
just, so you,
and,
you used to visit the library?
I used to go, not for these papers, but because I read the local Leicester Mercury or the other national papers in English. So in that angle, I didn't have problem with the language. See, so but we used to have the access on these papers, Urdu paper and Gujarati paper. There were a lot of information available in the library as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I used to visit the St. Barnabas Library.
Mm-hmm.
If you wanted to loan any books or anything, I used to go there. And we had access to music as well, records and Indian tapes, cassettes, see, from the library. Used to hire them, you pay about 30-40 pence a week.
Yeah.
I remember buying, getting some records from there as well. So.
Yeah. It's still 45 pence.
Yeah, right? Still 45 pence. Yeah.
Okay.
And there were papers, used to get newspapers from the news agents as well in Urdu. As this, the next door neighbor here is the corner shop, he sells the Jung and Gujarati paper. There's one newspaper on St. Peter's Road.
Hmm.
He used to sell Urdu papers as well.
Do you feel that having moved in this country, you've missed, your children have missed out on any cultural background?
Yes, I have, and especially family. See, now my